deep throw, and draw, you know, nachos, the tag, and everything.
My reaction was pretty, you know, I was really happy because got us out of that inning. That was a brutal for many. World and Nacho did a good job kind of standing there. Spencer was working his tail off all the whole game. I mean, how could he get like that, too?
How nice is it just, you know, you keep saying, hey, we need to get on a roll. You have to start with one. To come out of the break like this.
Well, it's good. I mean, especially being off and you just never know what shape you're going to be in after you've had some time off. So, you know, guys came out, swung the bat well, played really good defense. And, you know, like I said, Spencer, it wasn't easy for him, but he grounded way through six innings. It was pretty good. Really good.
Ronald said, for the first time, he feels like a power hitter in the third spot, but he's pretty confident that Riley will resume his post when he returns.
I don't know about that. I kind of like him now. I like that in the top three right there. I think that's pretty good. I've always envisioned him being that guy to me. we'll see. But he's awesome right here. He is.
Does that just lengthen the lineup a little bit more?
Absolutely. You said Austin, wherever, down there, it links it really good. I like it. I like so far leading off. He takes a walk. You know, he's got singles, leading off. And then he had a really good year last year leading off. So, I kind of like the flow of what that does that.
Kind of got that benefit of the two catchers tonight with those hits in front of Ozzy. That's what you're hoping to get.
Yeah, exactly. You know, those guys have been having really good at bats, both of them. You know, so you know what? You do good, you produce, you're going to play. And I think we can, you know, keep both the bats in the lineup and not wear either one of them out catching, as you know, it's getting really hot. So it could be a nice little tandem.
You gave him the compliment with Clemente. Is that one of the better throws you've seen in the game?
Yeah, that was, I mean, his accuracy is stupid. I mean, it's just, and I've said that, I remember when he was a kid, and he would come with us on trips, and I remember TP and I were sitting in Jupiter one day, and he made a play down the line there and threw somebody out at second, and I was impressed at TP. I said, who is that? And it was wrongful. I've said a long time, that he, because we, you know, we had him in center field, but I said, he's a weapon in that field. Because his arm is so strong and accurate, the ball carries, release is good. I mean, he's special. I said he's a weapon.
Has Iglesias sort of regained that closer role?
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's throwing really good now, I've been leaning on him late, but I still will.
Well, can you tell us about Total Alvarez? He played third base for Austin Riley. He's probably not to see the great catch in the 1900s.
You know, he makes some really good plays in St. Louis when he came out. Like, not bad. I think that's probably his best position. We've been moving him around just for versatility for him. I think it'll benefit him, but. You know, and talking to all the minor league guys and what I've seen now, that's where he's most comfortable, I think, and has the most confidence. He played when we signed him, he was third baseman. And his arm's accurate, and they saw the play tonight. There was a couple of plays in St. Louis over the weekend that were really, really nice plays that he made. So he's a really good third baseman.
Anything else?
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.